Welcome to this demonstration of L Braille, and that's actually written capital E, L, capital B, and then for Braille, the rest of the word. And the L Braille is a Windows 10 docking station in which is inserted a Focus 14 refreshable Braille display or a Focus 40 refreshable Braille display. And it also comes with drawers for Windows as well. And of course, being Windows 10, you can, of course, run other third-party applications and screen readers as well. So this particular model I've got is the L Braille Focus 14 model. So let me just go through a physical description of the unit. So at the moment, the whole unit's in one piece, i.e. with the Focus 14 refreshable Braille display in the docking station. If I come to the left-hand side of the actual whole unit, probably about a third of the way from the left back edge, I've got a little slot, and that's the micro SIM slot, because this unit's capable of doing phone calls and SMS messages because it's actually got a 3G modem built into it. And while we're talking about that sort of stuff, we've also got an accelerometer, a gyroscope, a compass, and a GPS chip as well. Then if I come to the middle of the left-hand side, I've got a HDMI port, of course, which you can use to plug in the L Braille into a monitor or a TV supporting HDMI. And if I come right to the front left-hand edge of the L Braille docking station, we've got one of the little release buttons, and these are on either side at the front on the edges, to, of course, allow you to detach the Focus 14 from the actual L Braille docking station. And then if we come over on the right-hand side, again at the front, we've got one of the little round detach buttons again, because you've got to hold those two detach buttons and push up the Focus 14 refreshable Braille display to take the unit off the docking station. I'll do that in a minute. And then coming back down towards the back, again on the right-hand side, about a third way in from the front right-hand edge, we've got a 3.5mm headphone jack. About in the middle, we've got an SD card slot, and this SD card slot's capable of taking a SD memory card up to 256GB. And speaking about memory, the memory, or the internal memory, in the L Braille is 64GB. It's got a internal SD card which is 32GB, and it's got an internal RAM of 2GB. So putting that along with a very large SD card in the SD card slot, you get quite a lot of storage and memory in the device. Then right next to the SD card slot, going back on the right hand side, we've got a USB port, and yes, you can plug in a USB keyboard if you wish, and of course other USB devices, i.e. if you wanted to run Perl, i.e. OpenBook and the Perl camera, on the Windows 10 L Braille, you can do that by plugging the camera into that USB port. And then towards the back on the right hand edge, we've got a single pin AC adapter ports, and of course where you plug in the AC power to charge it, and you can get about 20 hours of use when the L Braille is fully charged. And then on the back edge, there's completely nothing. If I turn it over, there's basically really nothing on the bottom side of the L Braille. And then if I come to the top face at the back, coming about a third of the way across, we've got the left-hand speaker. Right in the middle, we've got dots 4 and 6, L, E-L, then dots 4 and 6 again, and the word Braille, and of course that's in Braille. And then on the right-hand side of that, about a third of the way in from the right-hand edge, we've got the right speaker. Then if I come below that, where we've got the word L Braille in Braille, we've got six keys. And going from left to right, we've got E1, E2, which of course are L Braille keys, and then two keys very close together, which is first one's volume down, second one's volume up. And then to the right of that, we've got E3 and E4. And the rest of the top face of the docking station, if you like, is where the actual Focus 40 actually sits. And of course, we've got all the keys for that Braille display. And I'll just go through them quickly. So the top face, going from left to right, you've got dot 7, and then dots 3, 2, 1, and then dots 4, 5, and 6, and then dot 8. And then below that Perkins style layout, you've got the auto cursoring buttons actually above the 14 cell Braille display. And on the left-hand side of the auto cursoring, you've got a mode button on the left and right-hand sides. And then below those buttons on the left-hand side again, you've got an up and down rocker on either side as well. Then if I come to the front of the actual refreshable braille display, so keeping in mind that this is sitting snugged in, so it's surrounded by the docking station, or the L-Braille docking station, you've got the space bar, and then below the space bar, you've got the left and right shift keys. To the left and right of those shift keys marked with arrows, you've got left and right panning buttons. To the left and right of that, going out towards each side of the actual front of the Focus 40 refreshable braille display, you've got up down rockers. And then on the far left and right hand sides, you've got the round concave buttons. So that's basically the unit. Now, the way to take the Focus 14 refreshable braille display out of the docking station, or the L-Braille, I'm going to pop on the table. I'm going to put my middle finger on my left and right hands, each of those round release buttons on the front left and right hand sides of the L-Braille docking station. And then I'm going to put my two thumbs underneath where the two left and right shift keys protrude a little bit where the space bar is. And I'm going to pull those buttons in, and then I'm going to push up on the Focus 40. There we go. What you'll notice when you do it, there's a little cap on the left-hand side of the actual L-Braille at the top, right next to or alongside of where you've got dot 7, all right? So a third of the way back on the Focus 40 refreshable braille display. And it's just a little cap to protect the hidden USB port that connects the Focus 40 refreshable braille display to the actual L-Braille docking station. If I lift up the Focus 14 a little bit, the actual little cover that actually covers up the hidden USB port where it connects onto the micro USB port of the Focus 40, I can just pull it up and then put it to the side. It's basically attached via a little band to the actual docking station, so it's just sitting over the left-hand edge of the docking station. And then I can just put my fingers on the left-hand right, if you like, of the little USB connector that's plugged into the Focus 40 and pull it off. Okay, so I now have the very light and very cute Focus 40 refreshable braille display in my hand, and of course you can take it away and use it with anything else that you'd like. And you can also toggle, when you've got the Focus 14 refreshable braille display in the L-Braille, between using it with the L-Braille or using it with another Bluetooth device, such as an iPhone or an iPad, an Android phone or tablet, of course, using VoiceOver on iOS or TalkBack on Android. Pop it back in again. I'm actually just going to grab that little USB cable. Now, that USB cable is attached to the inside of the L-Braille where the Focus 14 actually sits in. And it's just indented a little bit so the cable sort of fits there snugly beside the actual Focus 14. And that's why the cover's there, to make it a nice clean fit. Otherwise, you're going to see a hole there where the cable connects to the Focus 40. So it just elegantly hides that port. All right, so let me grab the end of the USB cable and line it up with the USB port in the Focus 14. Okay, and it's in. And then I'm going to lay the actual... And I'm just going to lay the Focus 14 back into the docking station, and then I'm going to push it down. Okay, and it's just clicked in quite nicely. And then I take the little cover and pop it back right next to the actual Focus 14. Now, to orientate this, and it's pretty straightforward the way it goes, but you've got a square edge on one end and a curved end on the other end where it slides into the case, or just drops back into the case. So the square edge is at the top and the rounded edge is at the bottom. All right, so I just drop it in and it's back in. So that gives a nice clean look on the left hand side where the Focus 14 attaches to the L-Braille. It just covers it up, and it's, as I said, it's a nice clean look. It doesn't feel odd or anything. Okay, now I've left this to last because this is the last button that we're going to get to, and of course this is the on off button. So where the front of the Focus 14 on the left-hand side protrudes out of the docking station a little bit, you'll find an indented rectangular switch on the top left-hand face of the actual docking station, and that's your power on-off button. And it's also where there's a little LED indicator light, and it's also where the microphone for the L-Braille docking station is as well. So yes, it does have a mic. And when you turn this on, the El Braille has actually got a separate speaker, and you'll hear it beeping in a minute. It also vibrates to let the user know what it's doing, particularly when it's turning the unit on and off. All right, so before I turn it on, I'm just going to grab the power AC adapter cable. I'm going to plug it into power. And if I just wait a minute. Okay, I've just heard beeps and a very solid long vibration to let me know that the unit's now being powered on AC power. If I take the power out, okay, you hear the beeps. So you might have heard the beeps on the recording. And that different long vibration again. All right, so let me plug back the power back in again. Now what I'm going to do is push in that indented rectangular power button for about 1 second. One Mississippi. I felt a short vibration or a couple of vibrations. I've now got focus 14, 5.71 on the Braille display. It's starting up. We're hearing beeps and vibrations. Now that just said sign in unavailable because this is currently running Skype on the El Braille at the moment. So what I'm going to do, so you can hear it, I'm going to grab my mixer cable and plug it into the actual 3.5mm.
JAWS Professional Skype. Edit Skype name, email or mobile edit, forms mode.
And that was the thing I was talking about, Skype trying to log in. Now I don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to back to the main menu. And basically, you're using the Focus 14, if you like, as the keyboard for Windows 10, i.e. using it with JAWS. The way to get to the desktop using the refreshable Braille display, using the Focus 14, is spacebar dots 4 and 8, which is spacebar or chord with dots 4 and 8, which is the Windows key, and then M.
Desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 10.
Okay, and that's normally where you end up when you first start up the El Braille. You start at the desktop. Now, while I'm sitting here and before I forget, there's also an emergency shutdown or restart procedure that the El Braille has. So for some reason, if Windows goes a bit odd or JAWS goes a bit odd, etc., you've got a built-in speech-to-text system which will help you be able to restart the actual El Braille. So if I hold the first E1 key in, about 1 second.
Context menu, JAWS restart, J.
Okay, now you're going to hear it talking twice because I've still got currently JAWS running, but this speech and Braille is independent of JAWS actually running on the system.
JAWS restart, J.
So we've got JAWS restart. So I'm pressing down on the rocker.
Shutdown,
S.
Shutdown.
System reboot, S.
And system reboot, so three options. So again,
JAWS restart,
shutdown,
system reboot,
or
S.
System reboot. And of course, if I want to get out of it, I should be able to just do space or chord Z.
Escape menu, leaving menu bar, Skype, edit.
And I'm back into Skype. Now, I'm actually going to close Skype down because I don't need it running. And the way to do it, Alt F4, of course, using the refreshable Braille display, space or chord 1, 6, and 8, which is Alt, and then D as in Alt F4.
Desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 10.
Since I've been talking about that shutdown component on E1 by holding in for a second, let me just see what happens if I just press that E1 button once.
Menu, instant messenger, A.
Okay, so we've got a little menu, a context menu here where it says Instant Messenger. That's going to use one of the front rockers on the front of the Focus 40 just to read down this without the speech talking to me all the time. And we've got Skype, we've got Calculator, El Braille Utility. So I'm going to do space or chord Z.
Escape, leaving menu.
It's the escape key. Okay, and just got press a routing key, so I'm going to just press a routing key.
Folder view, list view, not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 10.
Okay, and I'm back to the desktop. Now, if I wanted to read the desktop, of course, I can just do space or chord 4.
FS Reader 3.0, Intel Registered HD Graphics Control, JAWS 18.0, Mozilla Firefox, Skype, Team Viewer 11.
Okay, and that's it. Now, if I press E2 once.
AC connected, recharging battery level: high, battery 97%.
Okay, so it gives me the battery status and the fact that it's charging. And if I press it twice,
David's Wi-Fi network, internet access.
It tells me that I'm using Wi-Fi and I'm on David's Wi-Fi network. And of course, if I press the volume down and volume up, it's not going to actually say anything. And it's the same beep sound at least. But of course, that's to turn the volume up and down. Of course, it'll do that if I start it speaking. I can turn it up and down for the comfort level. If I press E3 once,
5:49 p.m.
That's the current time. If I press it again twice,
Tuesday, May 30th, 2017.
Okay, it gives me the date. And then if I press E4,
L Notes,
I get into L Notes, which is quite handy. And again, I'll let you play with that later on. All right, so I'm going to come out of that. So I need to do space or chord 1, 6, and 8, and D. And again, it says press the routing key on the keyboard, so I'm going to do that.
Desktop, folder view, list view, team viewer 11, 7 of 10.
And back to our desktop. When you get to the search bar, of course, in Windows 10, you can press the right shift key, so that's the right shift key below the actual space bar, and dot 4.
Search box edit.
Okay, and of course, I can type anywhere, anything on here that I like. So if I want to type in notepad, for example, N-O-T-E-P-A-D.
Add notepad desktop app.
Okay, notepad desktop app, and of course, dot 8 is enter.
Untitled dash notepad edit.
And I can do hello.
Hello.
World.
World.
Of course, I can use all the normal Braille navigation functions with the Focus 14, etc., etc., etc. And I want to quit out of that, so it's going to do space or chord 1, 6, and 8, which is Alt, and then D for F4.
Notepad dialog. Do you want to save changes to untitled? Save button. Alt plus S.
And then, of course, my tab commands on the refresher Braille display is space 4 and 5.
Tab. Don't save button.
To go
Alt
forward
plus
tab
N.
Or space dots 1 and 2 to go back tab.
Shift tab. Save button. Alt
okay.
Plus
or
S.
Or shift tab. All right. So I'm going to do forward. So space dots 4, 5.
Tab. Don't save button. Alt plus N.
Space on. Don't save.
Space.
And of course, it's got press any routing key to continue to go back to the desktop. I'm just going to do it the other way for the moment. I'm just going to do space 4 and 8 and M.
Desktop, folder view, list view, team viewer 11, 7 of 10.
And of course, you can go via the search box and then press tab to get to the shutdown control. Or if you're at the desktop, you can do the good old tried Windows move to shutdown, which of course is Alt. So that's space 1, 6 and 8 and D.
Shut down Windows dialog. Select the option that best describes why you want to shut down the computer. What do you want the computer to do? Combo box. Shut down. 3 of 4.
Shut down. Now I do space 1.
Sign out.
Got sign out.
Switch user.
And switch user. Space and 4.
Sign out. Shut down. Restart.
And restart. On any one of those, I could just press dot 8 or enter. Let me just go back to the desktop. So I'm going to just print and press escape. So space Z.
Escape.
So I've got press the routing key to go back to the desktop.
Folder view, list view, not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 10.
Now, while it's on, I'm going to take the power out so you can hear what happens when the actual unit is on, not just when it's off. So I'm going to take the power out now. You heard the beeps and the long vibration. Now let me press E2.
Battery level, colon, I. Battery 99%. Time remaining, colon, 11 hours and 59 minutes remaining.
And if I plug it back in again. Long vibration, the little beeps. Pressing E2.
AC connected. Recharging battery. Battery level, colon, I. Battery 97%.
Really, really cool thing that I've basically left till second last is the fact that you can, with the Focus 14 refreshable Braille display sitting inside of the L-Braille docking station, you can switch between the L-Braille and the iPhone, for example, if you've got it paired with your iPhone. And of course, this would also work if you've got it paired with your Android device, etc. as well. So the way you need to do it is I've got to take off the little cap that's over the USB port on the left-hand side next to the Focus 14. So I'm sort of grabbing it with my fingernail, one of the edges, and pulling it up so I can pull off the little cap. Now, this is the trick. You've got to press the power button on the Focus 14 itself. So on the Braille display now, I've got Focus 14. previously I had what was currently in focus on the El Braille in Windows with JAWS. And I'm going to press the letter L. So now I'm actually on my iPhone. So if I press space 123. Okay, that's now my iPhone. I've still got the Focus 14 sitting in the El Braille, but now I'm using it with my iPhone. Space 4, 5, and 6.
Music,
that's actions the bottom available. One. Top again, space 123. Space dot 4.
Calendar, photos, camera, maps, stocks, clock, weather.
Okay, and of course, space actions 3 and 6. Available. And I've gone into the weather app. And of course, space H.
Weather.
Back on my home screen on my iPhone, and of course to toggle back. So I'm going to press the power button again on the Focus 14 on the left hand side, and again on the Braille display I've just got Focus 14. I'm going to press L 123, and I've got my desktop straight back on the Focus 14. It's really cool. So if I press space dot 4,
Intel registered HD graph JAWS 18.0.
Okay, as you can tell, that's actually Windows 10 using it with JAWS. So very, very cool. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about, where you can get help. And of course, you can get help easily enough by going to the main Freedom Scientific webpage and get information on El Braille there. And of course, here in Australia, you can contact Quantum Reading, Learning and Vision. It's a 1300 number, and that's 1300 791 777. So again, 1300 791 777. Okay, so that completes my demonstration of the El Braille. Still currently sitting at my desktop, so let me just shut down the El Braille. I'm going to do space 1 6 and 8 and D.
Shut down Windows dialog. Select the option that best describes why you want to shut down the computer. What do you want the computer to do? Combo box. Shut down.
Okay. 3 or 4. And Alt here's shut down. I'm going to press dot 8 or enter. And we're closing it down. It says press a routing on the Braille display. Vibration beeps. And I've got Focus 14 on the Braille display. Still closing down with the beeps. And you just heard it go off on the mixer. Okay, and it's closed down. So that completes my bit of a play around with the El Braille. I hope you've enjoyed the demo as usual. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.